ಸುಹೃತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದನ್ ಸಹಗನ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ ನಮಃ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣಿ ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ನಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರತಿಶ್ಯೇ ನಮಃ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧ ದೀನಬಂಧ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನು ಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಾಯಶೋವದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನಷ್ಟಕೀ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 4 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 9 ಧುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ ಸಾಮ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 10.
ಯಾನಿವೃತಿಸ್ತನುಭಿತಂ ತವ ಪಾದ ಪದ್ಮ ಧ್ಯಾನಾದ್ ಭವಜ್ಜನ ಕಥಾ ಶ್ರವಣೇನ ವಾಸಾ ಸಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿ ಸಮಹಿಮನಿ ಅಪಿ ನಾಥ ಮಾಭೂತ್ ಕಿಂತು ಅಂತಕಾಶಿ ಲಲಿತಾತ್ ಪತತಾಂ ವಿಮಾನಾನ್ ಯಾ ನಿವೃತಿಸ್ತನುಭಿತಂ ತವ ಪಾದ ಪದ್ಮ ಧ್ಯಾನಾದ್ ಭವಜ್ಜನ ಕಥಾ ಶ್ರವಣೇನ ವಾಸಾ ಸಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿ ಸಾ ಮಹಿಮನಿ ಅಪಿ ನಾಥ ಮಾಭೂತ್ ಕಿಂತು ಅಂತಕಾಶಿ ಲಲಿತಾತ್ ಪತತಾಂ ವಿಮಾನಾನ್ ಯಾ ನಿವೃತ್ತಿಸ್ತನುಭಿತಂ ತವ ಪಾದ ಪದ್ಮ ಧ್ಯಾನಾತ್ ಭವಜ್ಜನಕೇನ ವಾಸಾ ಸಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿ ಸಾ ಮಹಿಮನಿ ಅಪಿ ನಾಥ ಮಾಭೂತ್ ಕಿಂತು ಅಂತಕಾಶಿ ಲಲಿತಾತ್ ಪತತಾಂ ವಿಮಾನಾನ್
ಸಾಕಮಣಿ
Matajis. Ya, that which nirvritti bliss, tanuvritam of the embodied, taba your pada padma lotus feet, dhyana from meditating upon, bhavat ja brahmananda. Or the impersonal conception of transcendental bliss derived by merging into the Absolute. The position of karmis is still more degraded. Their aim is to elevate themselves to the higher planetary system. It is said, Yanti Jeva Vrata Devan, persons who worship the demigods are elevated to the heavenly planets. But elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita we find, Chene Punne Mortalokam Vishanti, those who are elevated to the higher planetary system must come down again as soon as the results of their pious activities are exhausted. They are like the modern astronauts who go to the moon. As soon as their fuel is used up, they are obliged to come back down to this earth. As the modern astronauts go to the moon or other heavenly planets, by the force of jet propulsion, have to come down again after exhausting their fuel. So also do those who are elevated to the heavenly planets by force of yajnas and pious activities. Antakasi dulitat. By the sword of time, one is cut from his exalted position within this material world, and he comes down again. Dhruva Maharaj appreciated that results of devotional service are far more valuable than marching into the Absolute or being elevated to the heavenly planets. The words patatam vimanat are very significant. Vimana means airplane. Those who are elevated to the heavenly planets are like airplanes, which drop when they run out of fuel.
Mukam karati vachalam pangur langhayate girin jat kripatamaham bande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanyeshwaram namo vishnu padaye. So, we have been hearing the episode of Dhruva Maharaj. So, story began from the lap of King Uttanapad, and story is almost ending now. And we can see the process that Dhruva Maharaj wanted to find some security in the lap of his father Uttanapad, seeing his brother Uttam is on the lap. And he thought, if I am on the lap of my father, I will be secured. And that is the first misconception of the conditioned soul. Any kind of material security will not help us in our journey. And immediately Dhruva Maharaj got the reaction from his mother. And he was frustrated because he was Kshatriya in blood. So he felt insulted by the words of his mother, and he wanted to take a revenge, and he went to his mother Suniti. And Suniti, being a noble mother and a good soul, she advised her son in a proper way. She said to Dhruva Maharaj that whatever you are demanding, Dhruva Maharaj wanted a kingdom bigger than his great grandfather Brahma. He said that nobody can fulfill your desire except the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So go and take help of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Dhruva Maharaj asked, where is God? And Suniti, out of simplicity, she said, I heard that the rishis, munis, they go to the forest and they find God there. So why not you also go to the forest? So Dhruva Maharaj accepted the words of his mother in full faith, and he travelled out of the kingdom to the forest. And on the way, by the mercy of the Lord, he could meet Narad Muni. Rather, Narad Muni met him and showered his mercy. And Narad Muni tested him and trying to send him back. And he gave different arguments also why he should go back. But Dhruva Maharaj was fixed in his determination. And while seeing his determination, Narad Muni was very much inspired and convinced, and he gave him the instructions. And he said, go to Madhuban in Vrindavan and start worshipping the Lord. And he gave the process. Chant the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and worship the deities, and he gave the different processes of devotional service to be rendered to the Lord. And Dhruva Maharaj accepted the instruction of Narad Muni in full faith, and he went to Madhuban and started his process of devotional service. And all of you know the austerity of Dhruva Maharaj. First month, only every 3 days, he only ate fruits and berries. Second month, in every 6 days, he ate only the leaves of the trees. Then in the third month, he started drinking water in every 9 days. In the fourth month, he started to stop everything and only started taking air in every 12 days. And in fifth month, he stopped that also. And all the holes of his body were blocked. And because Supreme Personality of Godhead was there in his heart, and all the holes of his body were blocked, the whole universe was suffocating, could not breathe. So all the demigods started approaching to Vishnu. Unless you do something to this devotee, all of us will die by his austerity. Then Supreme Personality of Godhead said, don't worry, Dhruva Maharaj has no intention to kill all of you. So rather I will go to him personally and stop his austerity. And because of that, Lord Narayan appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj. And Dhruva Maharaj broke his meditation and he was very disturbed by this breaking of meditation. But after he opened his eyes, he saw face to face the object of his meditation, Lord Narayan, in front of his face. And that is the culmination of the process. And what happens after that is very interesting. As soon as he saw the Lord, he was bewildered and he was confused what to do. And Narayan understood that, and he touched his counsel on the head of Dhruva Maharaj, and everything got revealed to Dhruva Maharaj, and Dhruva Maharaj started praying. Supreme Personality of Godhead is there in front of him, and what he is praying is very interesting to learn. In this prayer, text number 10, Dhruva Maharaj is telling, the transcendental bliss derived from meditating upon your lotus feet and hearing about your glories from pure devotees is so unlimited. So God is there seeing him face to face. But what he is telling, that hearing about him is superior. And in the next verse, Dhruva Maharaj will explain that he aspires to have the association of pure devotees and hear about him. That is the only aspiration he has in his life. So by that, Dhruva Maharaj has established the supremacy of hearing about Krishna over seeing Krishna face to face. Why he will desire to hear about him from pure devotees after seeing Krishna? It means hearing about Krishna is superior to the direct darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. So therefore we can understand what a gift Srila Prabhupada has given to us by establishing the society and giving us this opportunity, what Dhruva Maharaj is aspiring for. And he is asking that boon and benediction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, and which has been made available very easily by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada by establishing this society and giving us this opportunity to hear about Krishna all the time. And that is the perfection of devotional service. And that is our goal. We may see or know, we are to see Krishna face to face. Prabhupada explains, who can see Krishna face to face? Premanjana churita bhakti vilachanana santa sadaiva hidayasu vilapayanti jang sang sundara machinta guna sarupam govinda madhi purusam tamaham vajam. Those devotees who have developed the spiritual eye, having love of Godhead, they can see Krishna face to face. With this material mundane eyes, we cannot see Krishna. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains this premanjana, that devotional eye is developed at the level of bhava bhakti. When we achieve the level of bhava bhakti, at that time we can see Krishna face to face. And what is bhava bhakti? We all know that Rupa Goswami and also Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains in Madhurya Kadambini that we begin our process, adho shraddha tada sadhu sangha bhajana kriya anartha nivritti nishtha ruchi asakti, then bhava. At the level of bhava we can see Krishna. And Rupa Goswami explains in Nectar of Devotion 6 characteristics of pure devotional service, and out of this 6, one is called sudurlava, is very rarely achieved. And it is explained why it is sudurlava, because of 2 reasons. Bhava bhakti cannot be achieved by our own endeavor. If we try by our own endeavor, we cannot get bhava bhakti. And second reason, Krishna doesn't want to give bhava bhakti. Because of these 2 reasons, this bhava bhakti is very rarely achieved. Then you may ask, if Krishna doesn't want to give it and we cannot get it by our own endeavor, then how will get it? Is there any way to get it? That is also very clearly explained. Who can give it? The pure devotees of the Lord who have bhava bhakti, when he is pleased with our sincere devotional service, when that devotee is pleased, then he can offer that bhava bhakti to the practicing devotee. And that is the only way we can get bhava bhakti. So therefore, Dhruva Maharaj is explaining the necessity, the absolute position of the pure devotees in our devotional life. Otherwise it's very not difficult, it's impossible to have darshan of Krishna face to face. Because Krishna doesn't want to give darshan, and second, we cannot have darshan by our own endeavor. So only secret and only process is to please the pure devotees of the Lord. When pure devotee desires, then Krishna is compelled to give his darshan. Therefore, Prabhupada explains in the purport, Dhruva Maharaj did not get darshan of Krishna because he performed austerity for 6 months like that. The success of devotional service of Dhruva Maharaj is not because of his austerity. What is the root cause of his success? Because he had implicit faith in the words of his spiritual master, Narada Muni. And because of that, he followed the instruction of Narad Muni very sincerely. And because of his sincere endeavor, Narad Muni was very much pleased. And because Narad Muni was very pleased, Narayan had no other option than to appear before him and fulfill the desire of Dhruva Maharaj. That is the success. And Krishna is called Vasudev. Why? Because Krishna can be seen at the level of Vasudev. Vasudev means Suddha Sattva. We have three gunas in this material world, mode of passion, ignorance and goodness. When the conditioned soul is free from the influence of mode of passion and ignorance, when it is completely pure goodness, that is called Vasudev platform. And at that platform, Krishna's internal potency, out of three internal potency, two internal potency, Samvit potency and Ladini potency enters into the heart of a sadhaka. When his heart is filled with these two potency, then Krishna is revealed. And that potency is transferred into the heart of a devotee through the mercy of the pure devotees. It is explained in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudev. Why? Vasudev represents Suddha Sattva. That's why Krishna appeared there. And from the heart of Vasudev, Krishna was transferred to the heart of Devaki. Why? Because Devaki, as a disciple, as a wife, sincerely served Vasudev. And Vasudev was very much pleased by her devotional service. And because of that, Krishna was transferred from the heart of Vasudev to the heart of Devaki. And that is the process to see Krishna. So we have studied the process of Dhruva Maharaj by which he could have darshan of Krishna face to face. I was hearing one episode also from 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Akrura, a very confidential associate of Krishna, was sent by Kamsa to Vrindavan to bring Krishna Balaram to Mathura. It's a very interesting story, and everybody, those who are practicing devotee, they know this story. It's a famous story. Krishna wanted to kill Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan, and he sent so many demons, but all the demons are killed by Krishna. So Kamsa thought, maybe generally people are powerful in his own place, so better take that boy out of his place and it will be easy for me to kill him in Mathura. So to kill Krishna Balaram in Mathura, he wanted to bring both of them, invited them for some other purpose. But real purpose of Kamsa to bring Krishna Balaram to Mathura was to kill him, kill both of them, Krishna and Balaram. So who can go? Because nobody has trust in Kamsa. So Kamsa thought only one person in Mathura can go to Vrindavan and bring Krishna Balaram to Mathura, and that only person was Akrura. And Akrura was called by Kamsa, and he was requested, rather ordered, go to Vrindavan and bring Krishna Balaram. So it's a big story. I'll cut the story short. So Akrura was given a very beautiful chariot, new, brand new chariot. And he sat on that chariot and started the journey to see Krishna Balaram. So this journey represents our journey also to Vrindavan. We all want to go to Vrindavan. So Akrura also wanted to go to Vrindavan. But to enter Vrindavan and to see Krishna and Balaram face to face, we need some qualifications, which have been shown or exhibited by Akrura in his journey to Vrindavan. As soon as he started his journey, he developed one mood. What is that mood? He is thinking that I am in the gang of Kamsa. So Kamsa is a demoniac person. I am in his side. So how I being in the association of Kamsa, get a chance to enter into Vrindavan and see Krishna Balaram. Why Krishna Balaram will look at me? I am a demoniac person. So, first quality of a devotee to see Krishna and Balaram in this case is to feel that I am unqualified. That is called humility. First quality of a devotee, individually we should think that I am unqualified to enter into Vrindavan and to see Krishna Balaram. That is the first quality of a devotee. That we should feel unqualified, sincerely, not artificially. Sincerely we have to feel unqualified. And we are really unqualified. But then, next step is Akura's thought, although I am unqualified individually, but I have some hope. Unless we have hope, we cannot continue our journey. And there in 10th canto, Krishna is described as Achyuta Darshanam. Although Krishna is very rare to be seen, but he never fails to give darshan to his devotees. That's why he is called Achyuta. Achyuta Darshanam. So he thought that I am not a qualified person, but because Krishna is Achyuta Darshanam, there is some hope. And he was thinking, and there is a reference that he delivered Ajamil, he delivered Putana. There are so many instances, people are totally unqualified, but being delivered by Krishna. So there is some hope for me also. For us, as a practicing devotee, we should think that I am unqualified, but I have one qualification. What is that qualification? Individually I may not be qualified, but I am in the association of qualified devotees. It is explained, devotee is just like a bullet. Bullet is very powerful. Very powerful. It can kill. But if that bullet is there alone, if I throw a bullet to you, what will happen? Nothing will happen. Although it is very powerful. But if that bullet comes into a revolver, and someone with his revolver uses that bullet, what power that bullet has? It can kill. In the same way, individually as a devotee we are like bullets, but we have no power. But when we are in the hands of the pure devotees, in the hands of the spiritual master, in the hands of Prabhupada, who acts like revolver, then that bullets become very powerful. So therefore, we should think that I may be unqualified, but I am in the hand of a qualified devotee like Prabhupada and his representatives. Therefore, I have some hope. That is the hope. Then, while Akrura was going in the chariot, he was completely absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna Balaram. And while he was traveling the chariot, he does not know which route he is taking, because he is totally off. He's totally externally unconscious. He is completely absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna and Balaram and Vrindavan Dham. In the same way, if we want to enter Vrindavan and want to have darshan of Krishna Balaram, we have to be completely absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. Complete absorption is very much needed. And with that consciousness, Akura was approaching Vrindavan. As soon as he was at the border of Vrindavan, he saw the footprints of Krishna and Balaram. And as soon as he saw the footprints of Krishna and Balaram on the dust of Vrindavan, he completely was completely out of this world. And he jumped out of the chariot and started rolling on the dust of Vrindavan. And by rolling, he developed three qualities according to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He gave up fear, he gave up pride, and he gave up lamentation. These are the three qualities we need if we want to enter into Vrindavan and see Krishna Balaram. So as soon as he jumped and started rolling on the dust of Vrindavan, he gave up the fear. Why? He knew, Kamsa may know that I am attached to Krishna Balaram, I am in his party, then I may have danger. Kamsa may kill me. And he said, I don't care. So he gave up the fear of being killed by Kamsa. So completely fearless. So in order to see Krishna, we have to become completely fearless. Any fear of this material world has to be given up by taking shelter of the dust of Vrindavan. Then second is, he gave up pride. We all have our false ego. Akrura never thought, oh, I am from an aristocratic family of Jadu dynasty. How I can roll on the dust of Vrindavan? He never thought like that. He gave up his material false ego and he started rolling on the ground of Vrindavan. And third is lamentation. He gave up the lamentation. Generally we have a fear, we will take care of my family members, this, that. He thought, even if I am killed by Kamsa, who will take care of, if I am killed, then Krishna will take care of. He never thought what will happen to my family members, what will happen to this, that. He gave up all lamentations, taking shelter of Krishna. And by doing that, he could enter into Vrindavan and see Krishna and Balaram. And that is the qualification we need. First is, we should be feeling unqualified individually, but we should have an hope. Although I am personally unqualified, but I am in the association of the pure devotees like Prabhupada and his representative. That is the hope I have. And we should be completely absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna and his service. And other three qualities, we should give up our material fear, our material prestige and pride and lamentation. And we develop these qualities, then we will be eligible to enter into Vrindavan and see Krishna Balaram face to face, which Akrura could achieve by developing these qualities. And one other small story I'll tell, just like Uddhava, what should be our mood to see Krishna in Vrindavan? Uddhava is the humility. Radhanath Maharaj is explaining, I was hearing his class, that humility. Just like Uddhava, when he came to Vrindavan, he never thought that I'll become a big shot there. He thought, I'll become a creeper in Vrindavan, so that everybody can trample on me, the devotees of Vrindavan. And that should be our mood. We should try to develop that humility. And how that humility will come? Humility will come through service to the Vaishnavas. And that Dhruva Maharaj is aspiring for in the next prayer. He only wants the association of pure devotees and hear the transcendental glories of Krishna in the association of those devotees. And that is the perfection of our devotional life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'll end here. If you have any question or comment, we have 5 minutes. Yes, Lord. Cordless. Internet.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, how to get absorbed in that mood?
Yes.
How to get absorbed, like Akrura was absorbed in that mood. So how to acquire that mood?
Absorption.
Yeah.
Absorption in Krishna consciousness will come. Prabhupada said that attraction for Krishna will come with our sincere desire to hear about Krishna. This absorption will come if we sincerely try to hear the glories of Krishna from the pure devotees. That is the only way. but
you're speaking about bhava and how does one attain bhava, and you said it has to be given by a pure devotee. There's nothing we can do to attain it. You were speaking like that at the very beginning.
Nothing we're gonna do, I never said. I said it cannot be achieved by our own endeavor.
Okay. Yes.
We should sincerely try to please the pure devotees. Only pure devotees are pleased with our service, then it will be given. Our only qualification is that we should sincerely try to please the pure devotees.
Okay, so how is it that we know when we please the pure devotee?
Yes, Prabhupada said in different way. Prabhupada said two kinds of pure devotees. One person, if he does not know how to please the spiritual master, he should ask him how to please him. And Prabhupada said also how to please him. If you sincerely follow that, then Prabhupada will be pleased. And by doing that, you can achieve a platform where you can understand the heart of your spiritual master. And whatever he desires, you can understand through the connection. Then you do whatever he desires. When we do whatever my spiritual authority desires, then it will be pleasing to them. Simple, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, I did not have any qualification. Only qualification I had implicit faith in the words of my spiritual master. Whatever he said, I sincerely tried to do that. That is my only qualification. And we should follow in his footsteps. And that is the secret of our success. Same, all the stories, Dhruva Maharaj, same. Only one qualification, sincerity comes when you have sincere endeavor, and that is possible when you have implicit faith in the words of your spiritual master. Okay? It's a question from Chatur Devi from Chennai. It's a different question, not connected with the class. Lord Krishna's incarnations like Nrisimhadev, Lord Ram, do they have individuality? What is their position? Please clarify this. They are in the Vishnu Tattva. They are not Krishna, but at the same time Krishna. They are Vishnu Tattva. They are Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even though they are same like Krishna, but at the same time Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no difference, but at the same time there is a difference. So this is, they have their individuality, they have their individual form in the spiritual world also, like Krishna has his eternal form in the spiritual world. Okay.
So you were saying how hearing and chanting is superior to seeing Krishna, but like Gauranga Mahaprabhu was always crying, where is Krishna, and the Goswamis also, where is Radharani? Even though they were chanting and hearing, still they wanted to see Krishna somewhere.
That's another level high, that's called Vipra Lamba Bhav. He sees Krishna, but he thinks Krishna is not visible. That's called Vipra Lamba Bhav, serving Krishna in the mood of separation. That's available only with Radharani and all the gopis of Vrindavan. So that's another level of serving Krishna. Prabhupada said, there is no perfection in the spiritual life, unlimited. So there is no limit how we can love Krishna. So that love is topmost. Still, Mahaprabhu was chanting and hearing about Krishna. In the mood of separation. Gopis in Vrindavan, how they are surviving? They are surviving by chanting and hearing about Krishna. So we'll end here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya samabhata gaur bhakta vinda ki jaya nitai gaur upe manande gari haribo.